This is Lydia Reports on 77 WABC. Here's Lydia Serrani.
All right, it is 8:27 on our Wednesday morning. Lydia does this every weekday morning at this time. She's really terrific. Has her own show Sunday nights at 6 o'clock. Did a tremendous job along with Juliet yesterday, filling in for Rudy Giuliani. You can follow her on Twitter and on Instagram at Lydia News. I will say this. One of the things that COVID has done, Lydia and Bernie, as we get to our conversation, it's really exposed, and Bernie does a great job with this too, I must give you credit, it's really exposed some of the crazy leaders around this country that we would not know about. Like, we know de Blasio's crazy, we know Cuomo's crazy, but now we start to see Gavin Newsom in California a little crazy, and maybe nobody crazier than Lori Lightfoot in Chicago, right, Lydia?
Right, the Mayor Lightfoot. I saw this video overnight. And on Twitter, and I couldn't believe, I said, could this be real? I kept replaying it over and over. I said, maybe it was doctored, maybe it was edited. She's talking in this video that was tweeted out by Ian Miles Chung. He's a pretty famous, on Twitter at least, like conservative, I guess, activist. Take a listen to hear what she said, and it's just really incredible. So listen closely, because it's almost hard to believe.
The prerogative works is there's got to be compliance with the executive branch. Because otherwise, it doesn't work. So eliminate that compliance, and you make it a mandate. And then you do training, particularly in the city, I'll call them licensing departments, whether it's zoning, buildings, housing will be impacted by it, planning certainly. And you pick the people that run those agencies and the deputies that are pledging allegiance to the new world order and good governance. Wow. And then I think you have the inspector general do some spot audits to make sure that there is real compliance.
What? I mean, what?
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Wow.
If they get their way, if Joe Biden sadly passes away, I mean, I want to wish that on him, but then the commie Kamala and all these crazy people get in there, we're in big trouble. I mean, they want to turn this into the Soviet Union.
New World Order.
Compliance.
Speaking of order, this report is sponsored by Benjamin Steakhouse, which makes me very hungry every morning. They have a location on East 41st Street, as well as one in Westchester County in Hartsdale, right off the Springbrook Parkway. And I keep talking about their steaks and cream spinach, whatever, but they have amazing desserts and lobster, too, if you're a lobster
guy. Oh, I love lobster.
I know.
Absolutely.
I know you guys surf and turf.
Yes.
I know. We got to go there.
It's great. We should go there.
And you know what else I was thinking? Sorry, just to sidetrack. They give out gift certificates. So if you guys want to give me a stocking stuffer, you can go get me a gift card from there.
Okay,
just FYI. Anybody that wants to send me one, go to Benjamin Steakhouse and give me one.
I'm glad you brought up Benjamin Steakhouse, because today, obviously, Bernie and I, along with John and Curtis last hour, we are teaming up, right, with Christides and D'Agostino's on the radio station to help provide help with the St. Francis food pantries. I know you're heavily involved in this, too. You set up all these events alongside with the Brosian chant with the station. So what does this day mean to you?
It's just really sad what has been going on in our city. A friend of mine was just driving by the Bronx, and he said that the line for the food pantry was about three blocks long over there by the Grand Concourse.
Yeah.
People are waiting in the
freezing
cold. That's
your old neighborhood, Bernie, by Yankee Stadium.
And he sent me, I just couldn't believe it. Like, what, this is New York City, and we have people going hungry. That should never happen. We are the greatest city in the world and the greatest country in the world. What is going on? And that's why we can't allow these leaders like Lightfoot, like de Blasio, just kind of take over and tell us to obey and comply. I'm sorry.
And Cuomo, what he did to it's Cuomo's who flattened this economy in New York. It's Governor Cuomo. It's all him. It's Mayor de Blasio is an asterisk on the whole thing. It's Governor Cuomo who flattened, screwed this economy, put all these workers out of jobs for months and months and months that they never got back, and now they're hungry. And that's why WABC has to partner up with St. Francis to try to feed them. And it's really, really bad, and it's going to be a long time coming before these jobs come back. I mean, the second wave is here now. The lockdowns didn't even work on top of everything else.
And I'd heard Deb Valentine's report where she was talking about the $12 billion bailout. Yeah. Otherwise, 9,000 MTA workers will lose their jobs.
Yeah.
Why are we constantly looking to the federal government to bail us out? The reason the subways are lagging is because there's nobody going to work anymore.
Well, that's part of the problem. Right.
Yeah.
I will say this. This is the ultimate scratch-your-head moment. We are $63 billion in the hole. That is our deficit in New York, $63 billion. And yet, the aforementioned Andrew Cuomo, just got a $25,000 raise. That would be like us coming in dead last of all the ratings of every radio station in New York, dead last, and Chad going, "Hey, said I love you, baby. Here's an extra $100,000." Doesn't happen in real life.
No,
doesn't happen. Only Andrew Cuomo can get a raise when we have a $63 billion deficit and the city and the state is falling apart.
And he's responsible for thousands of elderly people who die in nursing homes.
That's right.
And he's profiting. He's peddling a book that he's not donating the proceeds to St. Francis Food Pantry.
He should.
He's pocketing the proceeds of his book. Him, by the way, and Obama as well, pocketing the proceeds of their books.
And they don't need the money.
And they talk a good game about being benevolent and philanthropic and all that crap. But when it comes to walking the walk, nothing.
Right. Let's call on him to donate that $25,000 raise to the St. Francis Food Pantry.
That's a great idea.
Let's call him out.
Maddie, get Andrew Cuomo on the phone. We want that right. $25,000 today.
We'll take Fredo if he doesn't answer.
Hey, again, check out today's New York Post. Page 21 is the exact page, and that is where you'll notice our effort today and a picture of all the radio shows, including us. So thank you to John Catsimatidis and Chad Lopez for that. Another great report. Great report.
Benjamin Steakhouse report. They are a cut above the rest.
As you are. Lydia, check her out at Lydia News.